At the halfway mark between Rockhampton and Mackay, you'll find many caravans parked up.
Everybody knows St. Lawrence because they regularly hear it on the radio, because it's was a weather reporting station, because it's Bowen to St. Lawrence, St. Lawrence to Sandy Cape. We get lots of people come into St. Lawrence just to see what the weather station is or what goes on here at St. Lawrence, because it's a town that people hear regularly day after day after day on the radio. So let's come and see what's in St. Lawrence.
Longtime local Kevin Elliott works at the Isaac Regional Council and is one of the 140 people to call St. Lawrence home. But over winter, the small population effectively doubles overnight when the grey nomads roll into town.
The grey nomads all come from down south, from South Australia, Victoria and that sort of thing. Come winter time, and I don't blame them wanting to get away from us down there. It was -8 in Canberra the other day. They come up here to the warmer climate and something like that. But we don't see the influx from the northern people going down there in the summertime. And I don't believe that it's we take them in the winter time, they take us in the summertime. I think we're the ones that are sort of missing out up the north here. These people have got the ability financially and that sort of thing to migrate to the north. I don't blame them one little bit, but there just seems to be a little bit of imbalance there anyhow.
He says there's a big cost that goes with accommodating the campers for free at the recreational park.
At least 100 or 200 people over there every night with showers, toilet facilities. Then they have to fill up their vans, the water tanks on their vans and that sort of stuff. So there's a tremendous amount of cost in water and that sort of thing. Those people over there probably use more water each night than the whole town itself uses. So, you know, it is a tremendous cost in water.
I went to say g'day to some of the travellers to see what they had to say. And some were actually even talking about the prices of products in small towns.
I've never paid $6 for a bucket of chocolate, and I love my chocolate.
I sat down at John Montgomery's van for a chat. He's from the Hunter Valley.
We sort of come up this way every year. It varies from this year is only about 8 weeks up to, you know, three months or so. We like the inland more so than probably the coast. We love Townsville, love Rocky, but a lot of other places we prefer inland.
He says most travellers do the right thing and try to support the small businesses.
If we're camping like we are here in St. Lawrence, we'll leave our donation, we'll go over to the shops and spend a few bob over there. What we save in one hand, we'll distribute it amongst a lot of other shops around town. One little place, me and Dara, down below Condamine, they've got a caravan park, which is not a lot to stay there. But if you talk to the bloke who comes around and collects the fees, whatever you want to call it, their view is that by getting us to stay in the town and go to the little shop that's there or have a meal or a beer at the pub, that's keeping them open for the locals. Mowra is the same. If you talk to the shopkeepers at Mowra, 3,000 miners there and don't spend a zack in town. And they're of the opinion that us grey nomads are keeping those shops going for the locals. So, yeah, I think, OK, people say, oh, you know, you're free camping, you're bumming along, but instead of spending $40 in a caravan park in one hand, we'll distribute that $40 amongst three or four shops.
Do you see, John, that the majority of grey nomads that you come into contact with, you know, you're talking about what's going on, do you see that they share that same philosophy of trying to spend that money in a local community?
95% would be the same way. And, you know, a lot of the people you talk to, they get very annoyed that you get a percentage that won't leave a donation here, you know, or a donation at Chinchilla and places like that, you know. So the majority of us, I think we really feel that if towns want to put these places in, hey, let's put a few bob back into the town so that they keep them